The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Hope you had a great Christmas and New Year's. And there was certainly some interesting New Year's celebrations. CNN, for instance, showed America how to do bong hits. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Yeah, it was very helpful, especially if your kids are watching and they're not familiar with how to actually take a bong hit. If they're not familiar with a gas mask bong, now they are, which is pretty helpful. Thank you, CNN.
Well, nothing says ring in the new year like a gas mask bong.
Sure doesn't. And so that's apparently what CNN thought as well. I mean, because so I guess because they didn't have Kathy Griffin to be super offensive and do ridiculously stupid things. They had another CNN reporter do something stupid and ridiculously insane things. They actually had a reporter in Colorado on a cannabis, which is a bus, a pot bus, on the way to a pot party where they were going to paint and do pot. I guess.
I mean, that was their whole guys for the news
that was
story.
The whole,
we're on a cannabis.
Right.
We're reporting from Colorado where it's legal.
Yes, except for it's not. Because the state law does not supersede federal law. And smoking pot is still illegal on a federal level. So Colorado, California, Washington, and I believe there's a few others continue to break federal law by writing their own local and state laws. And it's interesting because CNN took advantage of that.
Yes, they did.
Their reporter actually put on a gas mask bong. And it was already filled, I guess, stuffed with pot.
No, I don't think
with
so.
Pot.
I think they filled it up later.
She said it was already stuffed. Well, here's the report. It's a really good one. And hopefully you got a chance to see it. If not, I really highly recommend you go to YouTube and have your children watch it so that they understand.
All right, well,
to do a bong hit. Here's that segment.
I do want to go to Randy Kaye. She's joining us again, along with a she's in Colorado, where I guess recreational marijuana
she's
used.
Surrounded by weed. Did you get me the Chiba Chews?
She's
yet,
on a pot bus, basically. How's it going, Randy?
It's going great. I'm definitely earning the nickname Kush K, that's for sure. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I don't get that reference, do you? You must.
I mean, know what Kush...
No. Pat. Honestly, I don't.
Stop.
A Kush K is what?
You're embarrassing yourself.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'm sorry I'm not hip enough to the... hip to the pot culture as I should be. You don't even know what that is?
I can guess what it is, but, you know, I don't know for sure what
she's
referring to.
Seriously? You don't even know?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow.
Well, everybody knows what Kush is. So, listen, I came prepared, you know, this year. I thought maybe I would bring a gas mask with me so I wouldn't, you know, get that contact high. But look at what's on the other end of the gas mask. Yes, a bong. And, of course,
unbelievable.
They couldn't stand to see a bong that didn't have any cannabis in it.
See?
So you actually put it in the bong. You filled it up.
With pot.
And you don't want it. You don't want it.
You packed it.
Okay, so you're going to, now what? Now you're going to celebrate a little New Year's early or what?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never hit one.
Oh, right. Okay.
She's at this point reaching back and lighting the bong for him.
I don't think this is really what a gas mask is used for, but wow. Okay.
Wow, okay.
This is New Year's Eve Denver
this
style.
This is legal,
everybody.
In Colorado. I know.
Oh, okay. Boy. Oh, boy.
I'm moving
it
to Colorado.
It is legal. It is very legal. Wow. But
so,
we are making our way to a puff pass and paint party. Yes, Anderson, go.
Puff pass and paint.
Okay, yeah, so just explain what...
I mean, that is unbelievable.
That sure is.
That is unbelievable. People were actually tweeting, you know, and keep in mind, these are CNN fans, presumably, you know, so they're probably somewhat left of center. And even the CNN viewers weren't especially appreciating it because they had kids watching
the New
Year's
Eve. Watching with the family.
Yeah. Hey, I got to turn this off because you're showing my kids how to do bong hits.
That's our job.
Not exactly. Yes.
That's our job, darn it.
What has happened to journalism in this country?
Well,
it just doesn't exist anymore.
Well, to be a little bit fair, CNN has always tried to be aloof on New Year's with their re- with their coverage, right? I mean, that's why the Kathy Griffin and the Anderson Cooper, and that's
you can't
why
have it both ways, though. And I don't I know why that. Anderson I, Cooper continues to put his credibility on the line like this.
Because I think he just has fun with it, right? I mean, I don't know. I seriously don't know, but I guess he just has fun with it.
Would Walter Cronkite have had fun with a bong hit?
The times are a little bit different.
A little
than
bit
that.
Different. Yeah. Yeah, clearly.
I mean, a little bit different.
Clearly.
I mean, Walter probably wouldn't have broadcast himself with a, you know, a pot mask.
Huntley Brinkley probably wouldn't have, you know, donned the bong mask.
They may have. You know, they may have if there was a bus.
McNeil Lair. Yeah, perhaps. You know, maybe. Have. Maybe.
I mean, who am I to say?
Americans? We're Americans. I know. That's who we are to say. And it's just, it's embarrassing.
That's for sure.
How far downhill television news has traveled. It's incredible. It is literally embarrassing. And I'm not even a CNN fan, and I'm just horrified on their behalf because they're not horrified enough.
No, they are not. No, they are not. They could care less. And if you weren't fortunate enough to be able to watch it, I just tweeted the story out at JeffyMRA, so you'd be able to see it for yourself and share it with your family if you missed it on New Year's Eve, because, you know, for sure you want to be able to let your kids know how to wear the mask properly.
Right. If you're not familiar enough to teach them, CNN certainly is and was and handled that
so
for
bad.
You. I mean, it just shows you that America's gone to pot.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Traffic and weather together every 3 minutes on the twos. I got that right. It's actually every 2 minutes on the threes.
Thank you.
Yeah, we changed it for the new year.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.